But what happens when something goes wrong with the brain? How do brain injuries affect our ability to feel the music we're listening to? Neuroscientists are beginning to find out by studying patients who have suffered some form of brain trauma, like an accident or stroke.
Hello, Harry. Well, hello, Louie. It's so nice.
Shepard Coleman has made a career in music. He was conductor and musical director for Hello, Dolly! And for many, many other Broadway shows like Bye Bye Birdie and Golden Boy. Trained as a cellist, Coleman also played for the New York Philharmonic. Now, at age 75, he teaches music at a small community college in New York. Mark Tramo is a neurologist at Harvard Medical School and Massachusetts General Hospital. When Dr. Tramo met Shepard Coleman about 10 years ago, the setting was a hospital, not a Broadway stage or concert hall.
Mr. Coleman suffered a rupture of an artery that lies on the surface of the front of the brain. And when this artery burst through a weakening in its wall, a so-called aneurysm, a large amount of blood spilled out and resulted almost immediately in coma. He, that day, had to undergo life-saving brain surgery.
Shepard Coleman survived the surgery, although part of his brain was damaged by all the bleeding. Within a few weeks, he was alert, he could talk, and he could walk. And eventually, after he left the hospital, he could return to his profession. But Coleman says that after his brain surgery, there was a dramatic difference in the way he reacted while listening to music.
I hear more. My awareness is heightened. The intensity of my reaction is heightened. It's like a microscope. You fine-tune that knob and suddenly things are in relief. They stand out and you recognize them and you hear them and you can identify them.
When he would play a piece of music that previously he would find emotional, after the brain damage, he was unable to control those emotions and would break out into tears, for example, at a moving part of the piece.
Shepard Coleman says that it's classical music that pushes his emotions every which way. Mahler does it to him. So do Tchaikovsky and Wagner. And then there's
Madama Butterfly of Puccini.
Coleman says there's one part of the opera where Madame Butterfly sings a duet with her handmaiden, Suzuki, that's simply too much to bear.
The duet they sing is of such intensity that I can't even listen to it. I'm discomforted by it. I mean, it's painful. Have you ever looked at something that you thought was so overwhelmingly beautiful that you turn away from it? I know you have. Well, that's what happens.
Shepard Coleman says that he cries more now when he listens to music, and he tends to listen to music now in private, with the volume way up, where he feels free to be carried away. And despite the ordeal of his brain surgery, Coleman is pleased with the man he has become, for he is a musician, and he relates now to music in a new and vibrant manner.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I wish I could do it again, increase it again by the same increment. Would I rather go back to how it was before? The answer is unqualified no.
Dr. Tramo says survivors of aneurysms or strokes often lose some cognitive or emotional function. But with Shepard Coleman, brain damage appears to have enhanced a normally experienced emotion. Tramo says that's counterintuitive to traditional models of how the brain works. In addition, Tramo says Coleman's experience shows that the perception of music and the emotional response are controlled by different brain systems.
So that, on the one hand, it's one thing to feel an emotion, but on the other hand, it's another to control it in an appropriate context that's associated with the sensory experience, and in this case, music.